There's millions of people out there who are just like Jake. They went, they spent the money, they got a college degree, and they find themselves not using it. And it seems honestly like that's happening more and more these days with the way technology is changing things. And I think there's a lot of people who they're made to feel maybe bad about that or insecure about that, or they're taught to, or they're told they should question, are they doing the right thing? They shouldn't they be using this college degree that they invested all this time and money into? And so that's a question Jake and I are going to tackle today. Hey, I've got this college degree. I'm not using it. Was it just a waste? What do I do with it? How do I leverage what I did so that it actually pays off in some way? So if that's something that you're wrestling with or is interesting to you, stick around. I think you'll find this conversation intriguing and hopefully helpful. So with that, Jake, how are you?
Yeah, good, man. Yeah. Actually, interestingly enough, right now I'm in my hometown where I grew up with a lot of family, and this is where this conversation kind of started from, was throughout a lot of the conversations coming back and visiting family is, how's everything going? How's work going? You know? And they, you know, what's your plan when you move, all this stuff? And most of the time when I tell them what we think we're doing, they're like, oh, you're not using your college degree. And I'm like, no, well, yeah, I'm not using my college degree. So I went to school for electrical engineering and, basically completely opposite of what you would imagine, you know? And I think a lot of those conversations have come up of like, okay, well, are you using your college degree? And to me, a lot of the other conversations adjacent to that that have surfaced is like, okay, well, was it all a waste, right? Was that time, that 4 years you spent and that, you know, amount of money that you spent on your degree a waste at this point? And I think that is a valid question that I'm working through myself right now. And then another question for like people now are like, is it even worth it now? Is it worth it now to go into doing something like that, given the state of where we're at with technology and everything like that? I talked to a family member of mine who's in software engineering, and he's basically like, yeah, my job's becoming obsolete. And that's like, you know, I basically went to most of my school with software engineers, right? And so that's kind of the question that I wanted to pose to you and get your thoughts on.
Yeah, well, I don't think that you're alone by any means in that. I mean, I think the question we have to start with is, what is a degree? What does it even represent, right? I think that we've been indoctrinated in the last 50 years, probably, maybe a little longer, maybe a little shorter, but we've been indoctrinated to think that a degree is like some certification magic ticket that's going to lead to X, Y, or Y outcome. And so I think for me, when I think of a degree, I think of it maybe a little bit differently than other people. And the way that I think about it is, you know, when I went to college, I got a degree. And I got a degree in organizational communication. And what is that? I mean, is that, like, you can't go apply for an organizational communication job, at least not that I've ever seen. And so if we use that as an example, right, that represents an ability to think, to discern, and to do things in a certain way, right? It's not like a skill necessarily that applies perfectly in this one role, right? Electrical engineering, it sounds like it's a skill that fits perfectly in one kind of role, but really when I think about like what is an engineering degree? Yeah, I mean, electrical engineering is you're applying engineering principles as they apply to things in the electrical field. But when I think of what does that degree really represent on a macro level as I zoom out, I go, oh, well, it's helping people who probably tend to think in linear and progressing ways, how to apply that sort of an engineering mindset to this discipline that they chose. And so when I think, is Jake really using his degree? Well, maybe not from the electrical standpoint. Maybe he's not designing electrical systems, right? But is he using the training he obtained in thinking like an engineer? Well, absolutely, right? And so then the question becomes, well, do they know what they're talking about when they say, well, what, you're not using your degree? And do we know what we're talking about when we say no? Because I think, for me, I use my organizational communication degree every single day of my life. I tell people all the time, I got a minor in business administration. I don't really remember anything that I learned about business administration in college. I remember a lot about what I learned as it relates to communication, leadership, leading an organization, communicating effectively. And while I'm not, quote, working as an expert in organizational communication, every day I'm applying the principles that I learned about communication in everything that I do. Just like you're gonna apply the principles that you learned about engineering, engineering systems, engineering processes, every day in your life in some way, shape, or form. And so I think let's start with tackling, are you using your degree and what is a degree? And why do people think we're not using our degree just because we're not going into, you know, that particular field or that particular path? And then after that, we can tackle, well, is a degree even worth it today?
Yeah, that's good. I think I'm even super guilty of this too, of like, I have always pictured a degree as a piece of paper. You know, a piece of paper that you hang up on your wall, and then when an employer asks about it, you can be like, oh yeah, here it is, right? I think the part that maybe a lot of people are missing, and maybe part of what you're saying too, there's a time factor into it. Like, I spent 4 years practicing engineering, right? And that's the thing that I use every single day in the way I work and how my brain works. It's like those fundamental principles that I built, you going to a university and learning how to construct things, how to systematize things, how to plan. All of those things are really, really valuable, I think. I guess my question to you, which going into the next point that you wanted to talk about, is like, do you need college to do that? Like, do you feel like you needed a 4, 2, 4, 6, 8 year degree to do that? For me, it was 4. Could you find those principles doing that elsewhere?
So when I started, I graduated college almost, 21 years ago, right? So 21 years ago, it would have been a lot harder to find the information that I obtained in college to learn about organizational communication. Would it have been impossible? Certainly not. Would it have been substantially harder than it is today? Absolutely. Right? So here's what I think of. I think that traditionally college and a college degree, in the eyes of people who were going to hire college graduates, was proof of preparation. That's what it represented. It represented to an employer or somebody who's going out looking for people with certain skill sets that, hey, these folks have this certification, if you will. And that's proof that they've been prepared to do this certain kind of thing, right? And I think that's part of why you don't actually do 4 years of engineering, because the first 2 years you're doing a bunch of other things, and then you have maybe 2 years of engineering. And really what that's meant to do, I think, is it's meant to tell the people who are gonna hire you that, like, you've been prepared. And the problem that I think we run into today, as it relates to the second part of the question, is can we really say anymore that a college degree is proof of preparation? Well, I don't think we can in many ways, because we have to judge an outcome by the fruit. Like, we have to judge an idea, by the outcome, by the fruit. And so when you look at, well, what's the fruit that we're seeing from from swaths of people who come out of college, quote, with a degree? Well, it's not really that great. Now, I'm not saying it's never great. I'm not saying it's never good. I'm not saying it's never valuable. But here's the deal. The question is, can I get prepared? Can I develop similar skill sets without having to go to college? Absolutely. And in many ways, I think you can do it a lot faster, definitely a lot cheaper, and oftentimes way more effective, right? I think you could go on the internet with YouTube, online courses, access to experts that, like, think about this. Most college professors are not actually experts in the doing of the thing they're teaching. They're experts in the theory of the thing they're teaching. Well, today, because of the internet, because of all the connectivity, because of the ability of people to get their message and their thought processes and the way they think about things out into the world, we don't just have experts. We don't just have access to experts in the theory. We now have access to experts in the practice, right? Mm-hmm. And so I go, well, listen, depending on what you want to go to school for, what you're interested in, where your gifts and your talents lie, you might be actually, I would say, maybe in most cases, better off going and finding other ways to do it, right? Which, you know, we can get into some of the concerns people have with that in terms of social, you know, getting socialized and having the experience of college and all those things. But if we're just looking at utility, right? Listen, yeah, is there a place for medical school? Probably, because it's really hard to go get the medical experience, the hands-on experience outside of the medical institution. But if you want to go work in software engineering. Do you need a software engineering degree? I don't think so. I would say that in many ways, your software engineering degree is probably going to hold you back more than it's going to set you up. And I think you could say that for many different fields, right? For me, organizational communication. Today, I could have learned the vast majority of that way faster and from way better teachers. Not that my teachers weren't good, but from like people who were even better at it with the tools that we have available. So I think on one hand, it depends on what you're after and what you're going after. But on the other hand, I think, and this is where like this whole idea of move right is predicated on this idea that like we have to judge whether we conform to what's normal based on if the results that normal is getting are results that we want. And so if we look, if I'm thinking about going to college, well, what are the results that most people go to college? What are they getting? Well, what the results most of them are getting is student loans that they take 20 years to pay off, right? Maybe it's $800 a month, maybe it's 1,000, maybe it's whatever, but it's a big bill for 20 years. And is their earning potential that much greater than somebody who studied just as hard or maybe even harder outside of the educational institution? Well, just do the math. From an investment analysis, most of the time, unless you're really specialized, I just don't think it makes sense. Now, but you have to be the kind of person that's disciplined enough to do it outside of college. And so, you know, it's a nuanced answer, but the reality is like if people want something that's different than what most people are getting, then they got to start trying to figure out, well, what do I need to do different than what most people are doing?
Right. Yeah, I think that's really interesting. I think one question I have for you though is, okay, I completely see where you're coming from, because for me right now, and for you as well, you're like, okay, I don't want to go and work for an employer. Like I want to build something. For those that are not necessarily in that mindset, and maybe they're wanting to go do what they're wanting to do, but they want to work for an employer. They want to be a team member, and the employer says, okay, well, you did software engineering on YouTube for the past 2 years, or they require a degree. That's so often right now is a lot of these especially in STEM degrees. They require a degree at higher, right? So like that, be looking back at what headspace was I in when I was 18 years old and I said, I want to do engineering. I think the headspace I was in was like, okay, this is going to get me into a really stable job that pays well, that has a good 401k match, it has a retirement, has all these things. And I think if you wanted to clarify what you're saying, does that work in that situation? And what are the fruits that are different than what you would get from just doing it that way?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up, because listen, man, like for a lot of people, getting a degree, if their goal is to go work for an employer and have a great 401k and, you know, be able to work somewhere for 20 years where every year they get a 3% raise, then like it might make sense to go get a college degree. But here's what I think. And I could be wrong, but this is what I think. I think that if companies are still requiring college degrees for the kinds of work that people actually might be better at who don't have college degrees, I think it will take some time, but those companies will be usurped and surpassed by companies who actually, like in my company, in my companies, I don't care if anyone has a college degree. I do not care. Why? Because I want to hire people based on their merit, not based on some thing that I don't know anything about, right? And so I think that over time, what you will see is the quote college degree will get less and less important. And what will become more and more important is other ways that we can verify if people have obtained skill sets, right? That might be specific certifications. Like as a random example, you can get a Salesforce certification. What does that mean? You didn't go to college for it, but you went through some Salesforce training. So that people, if you go out into the marketplace, know that you passed the Salesforce certification. Well, I think those kinds of things are going to become more and more popular, because that's ultimately what we're really after. What we're really after is for this role that I need to fill, how do I know this person actually has an idea of how to do it and that they're good at it, right? And so for me, I think, listen, a lot of what we talk about here is, yeah, if the normal everyday thing is what you want, this might not be that helpful. But what I'm saying is, if you're sitting there and you're going, hey, like, yeah, I mean, I could get a degree and I could go get a job at an engineering firm and I could have a 401k and I could do all those things. But when I look at people that I know who have lived that life, I go, man, I don't know. I feel like I want something more than that. Well, then you can't do what everyone else is doing who's getting that outcome. You have to start thinking about, what do I do that could get me a different outcome? And in that instance, I would say, well, you have to start being creative, right? To me, this is the thing. Like, sometimes normal is working just fine. But you still think, there's got to be more. I think there's more. And all I'm saying is, if you travel the path of normal, you'll get what normal gets. If you sense that there's more, part of why I think God put this inside of us is to say, hey, you sense there's more. And the way that you're going to figure out how to bring more into reality is to be creative, is to take risk, is to go off the path that everybody else is on, and to try things and to develop yourself for things that other people aren't developing themselves for, that other people aren't trying. That's not for everybody, right? But if that's a burning thing inside of you, then it's probably God tapping on your shoulder and saying, yeah, but it's for you. And so, yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a place and a time for people to do what everybody else is doing. I'm not trying to say that's a bad thing. I'm just trying to say that I think there's a lot of people who are looking around at what we call normal today in all these different avenues of life, and they're going, man, that doesn't look that good for me. That doesn't look that exciting. That doesn't look that fulfilling. And I go, well, then you got to start thinking, where are the things that we are being told we should conform to? What is the fruit of conforming to those things? And if it's not good and it's not what we want, we got to start getting creative. We got to start taking risks. We got to start trying things that will lead us to different outcomes.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think it might be helpful if we phrase it in a way of, okay, if you're maybe my age or a little bit younger and you're looking to go into college, or maybe you're a little bit older and your kids are looking to go into college, or like transitioning out of this period into adulthood, it's really just asking, like, is the juice worth the squeeze, and looking at it in the lens of what you're saying, you know? Questioning that, like, everybody's going to sit around here and tell you, like, yeah, college, they're going to be still ingraining that in you as college is like the best option. Not saying that it's not, like you said, in some avenues, there's more than merit to go do that. Like, there's so many examples of like university principles that are necessary for the avenue that you're going into. You brought up doctors. I'm building a nursing building right now. And it's totally the things that you're doing in there is required to be in that situation. But
can I cut you off real fast?
Yeah.
I want to say this because I don't think it's necessary anywhere. I think it's only necessary because we've created an environment where we say it's necessary. So maybe this will be helpful to make more sense of what I'm saying. I'm saying, let's say that you go, I want to be a doctor without going to medical school. Well, that might sound absolutely impossible, and it may be impossible. I'm not in that field, so I can't tell you. But what I'm saying is, it is possible, but it might be really painful to make it real, right? So, so I'm not saying that everybody should go and say, I'm going to skip medical school because I think it's possible. But what I'm saying is, it is actually possible. Whether or not, as you're saying, the juice is worth the squeeze, like, it might be 1% possible. It might be 0.1% possible, but it is possible. And so for all of us, no matter what we're doing, like, listen, I don't care what field you are in. I know somebody who's a lawyer who never went to law school, right? And at the time when this person decided he wanted to become a lawyer, it wasn't actually technically possible to become a lawyer where he's a lawyer without going to school. But you know what? They found a way, and he's a lawyer today, and he never went to law school. And so my point is just this. It's like, if we are always confined by the box people create for us, we will always be stuck inside the box. And sometimes it's like really freaky, really scary, really unknown to say, I'm going to be the first one to go outside the box. But here's the deal. Most of what you and I are talking about isn't like that. Most of what you and I are talking about, people have already traversed outside the box, and they're already kicking ass outside the box, and they've already proved that going outside the box works. But the problem is, everybody's still stuck inside the box. When you say you want to go work outside the box like these other guys, they're like, oh, that's, I don't know, you should probably stay in the box. Why? Because they're in the box. The box feels safe. Right. But what I'm saying is, people who look around and they go, yeah, but I see these other people outside the box, and I like what they're getting. I like their outcomes better than I like the outcomes that I'm seeing inside the box. Like, you cannot let people scare you into staying outside in the box if you know in your brain you want to go outside the box. It reminds me of in the story in the Bible. You got Joshua and Caleb, and you got the other 10 spies. We've talked about this before. Like, right. They all saw the same thing, man. They went to the same place. With their eyes, they saw the same things. And 10 of them, all they could see was inside the box. And 2 of them could see outside the box. And outside the box was scary and risky and daring and dangerous. And yet they're like, yeah, but we believe that outside the box is possible. And guess what? They were the ones that got to lead all the other ones to the place of possibility. The guys who couldn't see outside the box, they're the ones who kept everybody out of the life of possibility. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but...
No, I think that's a totally fair point. A totally fair point. And I think that I don't want to get myself stuck in that box either. So I think it's totally fine to point that out. I think, there was a second part to what I was thinking is like, that was for the, like I said, the kids or the parents thinking about kids going, transitioning to this next step. I think I still needed a little bit of clarity for like me, how I can right now, how I can think outside of the box as a 24 or, you know, whatever age you are, having a degree right now, feeling like, man, I don't know if it was a waste after our first part of this conversation, but like, how do I think of outside of the box to use this now?
Yeah, I think it's really simple. And I'm glad you brought it up because the whole first part of this conversation was really predicated around, should people go to college so that they can get a job, basically? Mm-hmm. And see, it's completely backwards thinking, right? It's like, we tell kids to go to college so they can get something. That's what we tell them. You got to go to college so you can get the things you need, the things you want, have the life. And what we should be telling people is, if you're going to go to college, or if you're going to learn on YouTube, or if you're going to go work for a mentor, you should be doing it so that you can learn how to create value. Right? That's it, man. Like, listen, college right now could be like a kill box. I don't know, but technology is changing the world very fast. And we could be very well telling kids to go spend time 4 years in college, where college institution is certainly not going to change as fast as technology outside of the institution. And we could be putting people in like a metaphorical kill box to say, hey, we're gonna sit you in there, we're gonna lock you in there, while everybody outside of that institution and outside of that box is going to be rapidly changing, right? And the world's going to be rapidly changing. And so I think what we need to start doing is like what I do with my kids. I don't care if they go to college. I would prefer, honestly, they don't go to college, I think, in most cases. I know. What I want them to do, what I want to help to teach them, what I want to impart in their lives is that we are here to create value for other people. We are here to serve other people. And so when I go, Jake, at 24 years old, you went to college and you got an electrical engineering degree, and how much did that teach you? Like, what actual skill sets did you walk out of there with where you know that you can create value for some other person in this specific way or in these specific ways?
Yeah, that's really interesting because what I'd add is a couple things. I'd add, you know, for most of my friends, people I've met going into college, not necessarily in your avenue, probably more STEM degrees, engineering, sciences, stuff like that. 90% of what I learned is obsolete right now. It's like technology is moving so fast that it's like the softwares I used, the programs I used, all this stuff is like, it was a couple years old when I was in school, and now it's just like completely beyond use. So like that part I'd argue too. The second thing I'd say is like, there's probably going to be some people watching this that are like, okay, well, 2 college degree graduates are telling me to not go to college degree, right? There's like a little baked in bias there, but I'd almost say, thinking from that lens, is like, okay, well, there's 2 college degrees there, people that are telling you that are like, you know, maybe you should question it. Like, we've been through it. Maybe we should question it. Maybe you could take the time and spend, you know, learning those skills, like you're saying. And I think there is a lot of skills that I learned from it. But yeah, this like whether or not you need to go and do that to learn those skills.
Yeah, and I think it's, dude, the world's completely different. Like, I could learn in the 4 years it took me in college, I think that realistically with the tools available today, I could do it in half the time or less, right? I think that if you're going to go to college, one of the things that you should really try and take away, besides like every quarter, what am I learning that's actually giving me the skills to create value for other people? The other is like, am I learning how to think? Because really what education is supposed to be, and originally in this country when we created public education, what it was intended for is to actually teach our children how to think. And that's one of my biggest beefs with it is we tell them what to think now. We don't teach them how to think. And so as these things become obsolete, the reason that a lot of these people get stuck and they can't get a job, whatever it might be, like things get hard, is because they didn't get taught how to think. They got taught what to think. They didn't get taught how to figure out what to do. They get told what to do, right? And so for me, I think that's a huge part of it. I think the other thing is when we talk about and I'm asking you this specifically, in your engineering degree, what skills did you walk away with, right? What did you learn that you know for sure is going to be able to help somebody else besides you someday reach their goals or solve their problems?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I think my experience in engineering was pretty unique. But I would say, like any engineer that you would talk to, for me personally, because everybody else, I learned systematic thinking. That's what I really learned. I learned, okay, there's a step process to a lot of things. I also learned that there's a lot of really smart people out there that built some really, really interesting formulas that solve 90% of your problems already. You know, you get to stand on the backs of giants a little bit. There's a lot of, in engineering, there's a lot of laws, Strauss's law, you know, different laws of different, you know, disciplines inside of there. And, you know, one of the biggest things and the most helpful thing for me is I think in my engineering degree, I got a mathematics minor. And that has helped me hugely, like financially, you're talking about money, thinking about numbers, thinking about how it all interacts together. And that has been huge for me, I'd say.
Okay, but how does any of these things serve and create value for other people? See, this is my point. My point is like, even right. In the answer, and I'm not saying that it didn't, but I'm saying like, we just don't teach people that the core reason we want them to learn how to do a thing is to actually improve the lives of other people. We teach people that the core reason to learn how to do a thing is so that our lives can get better. And so what I'm saying is like, if somebody's going to go to college, if they're not going to go to college, is the wrong question. Well, maybe it's not the wrong question. It's not the first question. The first question is, where am I going to learn how to create value for other people so that I can go into the marketplace and get paid for creating value for other people? And then, and in conjunction with that is, what skills do I already have? What gifts, what talents do I have that are going to naturally make it easier or more aligned or more enjoyable or more energetic for me to go out and serve people in that way? So like for you, if I was answering based on what you said systematic thinking. And this is going all the way back to the beginning of our conversation. People say, oh, you're not using your degree. You say, oh, I'm not using my degree. And I say, well, actually, you're getting ready to start an AI business. And what is AI all about? AI is literally, it is literally about the systems thinker is going to dictate much of the future. So actually, you are using your degree. You're using the system thinking, and you found a way to. So this is how you know that you learned how to think instead of what to think. Because everyone telling you, you're not doing your degree. And what you should be saying is, actually, my degree was teaching me how to think about engineering systems. And now what I've done is I found a gap and a hole in the marketplace where I can serve people by applying that discipline, that thought process, that thing that I learned to a place where my ability to actually serve people and create value in the marketplace is 100,000, maybe a million times bigger than it would have been in electrical engineering working for some big electrical engineering firm. It's like we've got it so backwards. And so I would say, just on that one little thing, that you did learn something or you took something away from college that you can then serve other people, and now you're learning to apply it in a new discipline. If people are going to go to college and walk away with that, great. But I don't think that the application and transitioning to another field or another lane, I don't think you got that in college. I think you got that from hanging out with guys like me.
Right.
And I didn't get, like, the reason I am where I am today was certainly not because my school and my education system was encouraging me to be an entrepreneur. or an right. investor. That came because I read books by guys that were actually doing it. Right. And so right. all I'm saying is, I'm not saying that there is no blanket. It's not black and white. It's nuance. I'm not saying don't go to college. I'm not saying you should go to college. I'm saying you should think about why you're going to college. You should think about, am I allocating my resource of time and my resource of money the most effectively? For some people going to college, that still may be a yes. I think for most people, it's probably not, but that's just my opinion.
No, that's really good. And you know, maybe we can leave it at that.
All right. Well, if you're still here, thanks for watching. Hopefully you got something out of that. I know that this is something that a lot of us wrestle with. And I think that we often are swimming upstream, right? If we got the degree, we made the investment, we made the sacrifice, and in other people's minds, we're not using it, but we are using it. And I think that's part of what I wanted to help explain here and hopefully shed some light on. So if you thought anything in there was helpful, let us know. And if there's somebody that you know, maybe you've got a kid that's getting ready to go to school, or maybe you've got somebody else that you know that's trying to wrestle with some of these very same things, we'd love it if you'd share it with them. And hit that like button, and we'd love it if you'd subscribe to the channel, share it with your friends, and we'll see you next time.